B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A UK man has been charged with assault after allegedly farting in an Uber and attacking the driver for protesting about it.
So he farts, the driver takes issue with it, and that begins a fight.
That's correct. The defense lawyer, Anthony Bignall, had told the Bristol Crown Court about his client's behavior, saying he behaved in an unattractive manner that night. The odiferous incident had reportedly occurred when James Mallett let rip in the back of the ride while on the way to a local nightclub with three other people. And this was the final straw for the Uber driver named Alexander Bonchev, who had allegedly suffered abuse at the hands of other passengers.
So he had had a bad evening.
Yeah, prosecutor James Scott. I think these guys were being obnoxious.
I got it. I was wondering, you know, if for example, it was an accidental fart, but this seems to be an aggressive fart.
Prosecutor James Scott said Bonchev told Mallett to leave the vehicle, whereupon the flatulent fare offered to fight the driver and struck him in the head. Bonchev reportedly responded in offense by punching Mallett in the face, knocking him to the ground. At that point, a young lady who was with Mallett reportedly persuaded him to leave. Police encouraged the unruly passenger. A little while later, sporting a cut on his bottom lip, he was plainly intoxicated, they said. Scott told the court that Mallett was abusive to police as well. Nonetheless, Bignall said his client has been described as a polite, helpful, well-behaved, and courteous man.
Would you describe the fart for the court? Was it a squeaker?
Fortunately, he admitted to assault occasioning actual harm, which landed him a 6 month jail term, $650 fine, 120 hours community service. It was one of those. Those are funny.
They are funny.
The order had proven worse for Bonchev, the driver. He was unable to work due to a broken finger sustained during the fight.
He lost his
Uber job, too. Employees at a Dollar General store in Martin, Kentucky, had a pretty testy shopper pay them a visit Wednesday morning. And the claws came out quite literally. A bobcat was found inside the store near the deodorant aisle. Police were able to safely capture it and remove it from the store. Thankfully, no employees or customers were injured, and neither was the bobcat, who was released into the wild.
That'd freak you out. They have a bobcat at the Elmwood Zoo. It's gorgeous.
Dollar General did not immediately respond for comment. Okay, here we go. California man who put his semen in a female co-worker's water bottle.
Oh, my.
Come on, man.
And a jar of honey and on her computer's keyboard has been jailed for 2.5 years. Stevens Milicastro was convicted of sexual battery for sexual purposes. He was sentenced to serve time in jail on Tuesday.
Does this guy have a Facebook account?
Thinking the same thing, man.
Millen Castro was obsessed with his co-worker and stared at her incessantly after she had turned him down for a date. Authorities said the woman reported the issue to her boss, who spoke to Millen Castro, but he didn't stop his unwanted behavior.
I know how to win her over.
The woman then filed a formal human resources complaint, which led to Millen Castro using his semen to get back at her.
It's horrific.
He placed it several times in her half-full water bottle, which she noticed as a cloudy substance.
Dear God.
Also in a jar of honey she used for tea and on her computer keyboard. Authorities said the woman noticed a milky white substance in her water bottle on several occasions. The wholesale business then set up a set of surveillance cameras to face the victim's desk. And after one of the incidents, she asked her boss to look over the footage. In the video, Millen Castro was seen smearing it on her keyboard and mouse.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. And he did this because he likes her?
Yeah,
he did. Okay. But you know the bizarre, contorted minds that some of these people have.
She turned him down for a date, so, you know, this is him getting back at her. How dare
I know how to woo her.
Investigators later confirmed that it was his in her water bottle and honey. The victim consumed the honey for a period of time, not knowing.
There's semen in the honey over there.
His attorney agreed that his client engaged in highly inappropriate behavior.
Well, what if he's diseased?
But he was ordered to register as a sex offender after the court rejected an argument that his client committed the crimes as an act of revenge rather than of sexual gratification. So, dude is going to jail for that.
2 years plus, you said, right?
Yep. All right, and then one last story. This is a follow-up. Killer whales off the coast of Spain are living up to their name, but instead of targeting great white sharks, pods of fish, or seals, they have done, as they've done in the past, they're now after people's boats. I covered this story a little while back, but there's a follow-up to this.
Have they figured out why?
Several scientists think the killers of the deep are attacking yachts and boats due to injuries several of them sustained over the summer from rudders.
So they see the boats as aggressors.
They're getting back.
That does make sense. And because they're Spanish killer whales, they use castanets, correct?
Yes, they do. And it sounds lovely. There have been at least 33 of the bizarre attacks in northern Spain, in the Straits of Gibraltar, and off Portugal since July, in which the orcas surround small craft and deliberately ram the ship's rudders and attempt to tip them over.
Well, that makes sense. They see them as a threat.
The attacks have caused severe damage and, in some cases, disabled the ships. The problem has become so severe, authorities are warning small craft not to sail in those seas.
Oof.
The trigger, this is an expert said, the trigger for the strange and aggressive behavior could have been an adverse incident that the orcas had with the boat, and in which the speed of the boat could have been a critical factor.
Do they believe?
For the moment, we have no clear evidence of when it happened, nor can we say for sure what kind of boat may have been involved. The researchers added that as a result of possible injury by boat, the orcas may have felt compelled to act when they saw a sailboat in order to slow it down by going after its rudder.
Do they believe these whales are all part of the same pod?
They don't know.
Okay.
Because it's in a wide area.
Yeah.
So terrified boat owners were not consoled by the news. So.
No.
Wow.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Incensed over a pair of scathing reviews on Yelp, the owner of a Florida barbecue joint allegedly physically attacked his suspected online critic, according to cops who arrested the restaurateur.
I'm going to kill you!
Investigators charged that Daniel Aarons, 60 years old, jumped atop the male victim and struck him several times while outside a residence. Aarons was arrested for battery and booked into the county jail. He was released from custody after posting $500 bond. The confrontation began when the victim, whose name has been redacted by police, arrived at the home. Now, the 25-year-old victim is the son of Aarons' girlfriend.
Huh?
So they know each other. The victim, cops reported, sought to speak with his mother about threatening communications sent to him by Aarons. In addition to texts, Aarons allegedly called the man several times in regarding to wanting to beat his ass about a restaurant review. That's a direct quote.
So the kid doesn't approve of this relationship?
I don't know. Right. So a pair of brutal Yelp reviews published Monday disparaged the food at Georgia Boys Barbecue, the restaurant owned by Aarons. Now, the reviewer, Sean R., claimed that he, quote, wouldn't even feed it to my dog. Adding that the eatery's owner should spend less time threatening customers and more time on learning to cook properly. The second review, authored by Rick R., declared that it was, quote, not a great idea to threaten your customers due to you serving garbage barbecue.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad review.
The arrest affidavit does not indicate whether Aarons thought the victim authored both Yelp reviews or was somehow involved in their posting.
You're a maniac and your food stinks.
Police charge.
That's right, it stinks!
The police charged that when the victim's mother opened her door, Aarons shoved his way past and started to chase the victim around the road. Eventually, after the victim tripped and fell to the ground, Aarons, cops allege, jumped on top of him and struck him several times while the victim covered his face with his arm.
Excuse me, sweetheart, we just have to beat your kid.
Aarons was arrested in July, actually, on multiple felony counts after allegedly punching his girlfriend in the face and placing a pillow over her face for 2 minutes. So he's abusive.
Yeah.
He was also accused of threatening the woman with a wooden board that he used to strike her vehicle. He copped last month to criminal mischief and was fined $575 and credited for the 11 days he spent in the county jail before bonding out. So this
I think I'm going to side with the kid on this one.
Yeah, I think so. A Victorian man, this is in Australia, has told of the horrifying moment a magpie attacked him, leaving him with damage to both eyes.
A bird.
James Glindeman, 68 years old, was having an ordinary day eating his lunch at a park bench when he was suddenly swooped by the bird. He said, I sat down at a bench there, and the magpie came up, and I started talking to it because I like them.
Aww.
He said, first, it struck my left eye, and when it landed back on the ground, I didn't drop my food, so it attacked me again in the right eye. He said, the incident happened in a matter of seconds, but the injuries were serious. He said there was some blood. He said there was some blood that was dripping out at one stage, and it covered my eyes. I could barely see, so his eyes are bleeding. But I managed to find my car, and I called 911. After paramedics arrived at the scene, they took Mr. Glindeman to the hospital, where doctors made the decision to fly him to the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital in Melbourne.
How big is your average magpie?
To undergo surgery. They're a good-sized bird. They're,
are they?
You know, about,
like a crow? Like a small crow?
Yeah, something like that. Yep. Yeah. So it turned out that there was no actual damage to the right eyeball itself, but the area around it was very inflamed. So my vision of both eyes are blurred at the moment, but I think doctors are confident that my sight can come back.
I wonder, he was talking to her. I wonder what he said to it.
I don't know, but he thought it was very friendly, and he figured he would talk to
no
him.
No time to talk.
Yeah. he's the Rambo of the magpie world.
You stink.
So the government has recommended you cover your head with a hat because it's apparently the season that they swoop. They get territorial.
Could you take off your hat?
You wear a hat, helmet, or umbrella. And listen to this. Consider drawing a pair of eyes on the back of your hat or helmet.
Oh, come on now.
To deter birds and also do not harass them.
No, it's that point at which I carry a flamethrower.
Wow. Wow. All right, I got time for one more story, and then we got to wrap it up. Knoxville, Tennessee officials said a man was arrested after causing nearly $30,000 in damages at a cemetery. Authorities responded to a report of vandalism at a church cemetery. When they arrived on the scene, the police noticed extensive damage to the cemetery, including dug-up spots in the ground and broken headstones. A witness told officers a homeless man had stayed around the property and had been damaging the cemetery. Officers identified the suspect as Danny Frazier, who told officers he did destroy some of the property in an effort to resurrect his dead grandmother, who is buried at the cemetery.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that nice? Officials said the cost of repair would be around $30,000.
Gum-gum?
$30,000.
Oh, this was a mistake.
Frazier was arrested and charged with vandalism and criminal trespass. And that is your Bizarre File this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.